Welcome into the studio, beautiful Addison and your partner, James. Good morning.
Good morning, Mel. How are you today?
I'm not too bad. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm so grateful to both of you for coming in and talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having us both this morning, Mel.
So I would imagine that most people, Addison, know you and probably know you as Vogue.
Yeah, of course. I'm a bit of a socialite and a performer around town. So, yeah, I'm pretty well known in the social scene and the gay scene.
Yeah, absolutely. A celebrity here with me today, which is just brilliant. And I'm always, I stalk you a little bit on social media because I don't know, doll, you always look freaking gorgeous.
Thank you.
I don't know. Like, I do my makeup and sometimes I feel like I'm dragged through a hedge backwards. And then up on Facebook, here you are, and it's just a work of art every time. Beautiful.
Oh, well, a bit of Photoshop doesn't go
astray. My friends and I always giggle that if we ever went missing, nobody'd be able to find us because we don't look like any of our photos. It's just the way it is. So this morning I invited you both in to have a chat, Addison and James, about a very personal journey that you're going on and one that you are sharing with friends and family. We're reading quite a bit of it through your social media platforms. So thank you so much for agreeing to have a chat. I think it's really important for people listening who might find themselves in a situation similar to yours and are considering doing what you're doing to hear about your story. So again, thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries.
So can we start with talking about your love story? So how did you two meet? At a pub.
I had been in Darwin for only a few days and I put a drag face on and went to Throb, and James was working there as a bartender manager at the time, and all sort of started from there.
Yeah, look, there was a couple of showgirls walked in and they looked a bit out of place compared to our local queens, and I think I asked them both, you know, what would you like to drink? And they both said a bourbon and Coke. And I was like, oh, okay. It's normally a vodka. So that sort of caught my attention. I just thought, okay, these girls are in for a good time to party. Then Vogue at the asked me what my name was and I replied with gorgeous.
Oh, perfect.
And told me he was straight.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So cheeky right from day one.
From the start, yeah.
And how long have you been together?
10 years.
Ten and a bit. So connected right from the word go. You were taken off the Darwin market, what, within days? That's quick.
I was here for a good year before we actually got together. He was hard to catch, that one.
Especially when you're starting off with no, I'm straight.
Yeah. look, you know, being a bar manager, I, you know, always had a bit of fun with my patrons, so it was just a reaction, I guess, just to stir the girls up. And then, not long after, we sort of started hanging out and became good friends. And then I think it was actually April Fool's Day.
Oh, nice.
He's a joker, this one.
Yeah, so I think that's when we first decided to start a relationship. But the joke is that, you know, Addison likes to celebrate it on the 1st of April, but I always say that I was only joking because it was April Fool's.
Nice,
so
excellent.
So we normally have a little bit of a celebration over a couple of days, don't we, darling?
Yeah. Mm. But I only ever get one present. So
which I think is wrong.
Yeah.
Which is a bigger joke on all of us, really. So 10 years together as a couple. I know that you had a commitment ceremony that started off with just the two of you and ended up being one massive big gay wedding.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It was beautiful. That was when everyone was campaigning for marriage equality. So it was our stand to do it in Darwin and invite all our closest friends and community members that were in committed relationships and have been for a long time to be able to do it, and it was just fabulous. We had Serena Coucher Designs had given us all her wedding dresses from the big day, and
lots of community.
Community, like Enchanted
support.
Moment set up,
did
the wedding.
Somebody
set
up. Made us a cake. We had a celebrant that donated their time.
Out of control.
It was magical. It was part of a Darwin Pride Festival event at their fair day. That was our commitment ceremony. I actually, prior to that, I don't even think I proposed. So at the start of that ceremony, myself and another friend got on our knees and actually did the proposal.
How lovely.
It was so emotional.
Yeah, look back in that day, we were sort of on a bit of a roller coaster, having a great time, and it was really nice to make that commitment to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was beautiful.
A lot has changed over the 10 years for you both, and that's something that I was hoping we could talk about now. Yep. So, Addison, you were born a man.
Uh-huh.
And you've decided that you will transition.
Yeah.
And that's a really sort of neat and tidy little box to pop you into, to say this is what you're going to do. But it's so much bigger.
It is.
And it must be absolutely huge for you both, because when you met, you were men. Homosexual men in a relationship together, you're going to transition and become a woman.
Yeah.
So I thought today we could talk just a little bit about the changes that you think that will have for you
I might jump in there and just say that I think our relationship has always been a little bit out of the box. You know, for the 10 years I've had a partner that dresses up in drag, so it's no shock to me to see her as a beautiful woman and then, you know, a messy man when she takes it all off after a big night out.
Gee, so, wow, okay.
Yeah, with my Uncle Sam.
Yeah, that's right. Nice. So, you know, it wasn't a big shock for me. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that, and I think Addison can probably add some more to her story.
Addison, did you always know that this was something that you wanted to do?
When I was about 17, I had gone to a psychologist and a doctor to start my transition. But back then, everything about it that the trans girls were into, I just didn't see for myself doing. I didn't want to put myself through that because I had a lot of trans friends that, you know, were working girls and things like that. And not that I judge them or I look down on that. It's just something that I never envisioned for myself.
Yeah.
And I just knew that it wasn't time for me to do that in that part of my life. Mm. So when I moved to, I was just travelling through Darwin. I never planned to move here.
Most of us don't.
But you sort of get stuck.
Yeah.
But I got stuck with James, so that's perfect. That's the highlight. So when, you know, we had been together for so long, it just got to a point where I was like, I've been so happy in love that I've just sort of forgotten about my own feelings and that kind of stuff, because we've just had such a great, you know,
life
relationship together.
Mm.
So it got to the point where I was turning 30 and I was like, what the hell am I doing? Like, why have I waited this long? And now how am I going to be able to tell the person that I love that I want to change my gender and I feel like I'm a woman? And, you know, we'd had some ups and downs in our relationship, and probably it was because I couldn't 100% give myself to James, and there was always a wall up in between us, and since I've come out, it's that wall's completely gone, and everything's just gone from sometimes a bit stressful to just really easy.
Yeah. And when what a brave thing to do, by the way.
Thank you so much.
What a brave thing to do. James, did you feel it coming?
Look, it's I've got a lot of beautiful trans friends, so you know, I've got a lot of time for everybody, but we had the conversation with Vogue, our group of friends, and other girls, and Vogue was always, no, it's not something I want to do, but was, you know, always sort of not wanting to talk about it as well.
Was that fear-based, Addison?
Yeah, I think so, because I always knew that I wanted to, and I know that some of my trans friends always used to say to me, like, what's going on? Like, you need to transition already. But I suppose it was just accepting it myself. Like, I always knew it, and I always come off as somebody that's really confident and strong, but on the inside I never was.
Yeah, that's the performer in you, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, always putting up a front, like everything's okay when it wasn't. But I think that's completely changed now that I've come out. I'm probably not as confident as I am, but I'm happy within myself, and I feel good, and I haven't felt like this my entire adult life. So it's really refreshing and nice to just feel good about where my life's going and how things are going in my life and my relationship and family life.
How did you feel?
Look, I was relieved because, you know, for many years I saw my partner, who was Phil at the time, I guess, find it hard to open up about certain things. So, you know, once she did, I just thought, oh, this is great. Now we can sort of move forward. That was my first sort of feeling, was I wasn't really shocked. We were with a friend on our balcony after a few drinks and it just sort of come out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess there was a little bit of like, oh, wow, okay. Shit, I didn't... Oh, pardon me.
You're okay.
I didn't see this coming at all.
Yeah.
But my initial reaction was full of love and support and,
yeah,
you know, just a proud that, you know, my partner was able to come out and felt comfortable coming out to me as her partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I, like I said, I know a lot of trans people and the hard time that they go through, so I wasn't going to make it any harder for her.
Yeah, which is just such a beautiful place of love to come from, and must have absolutely, I don't know whether the word is validation, but I guess having that soft place to land with something so huge must have been, is a relief? Is that the right word?
Yeah, well, for me, I've had to come out twice in my life. So
yeah,
coming out as a gay male and then coming out as a trans woman. And back when I was 16, 15, when I come out to my family, it wasn't as huge as, you know, coming out to my partner that I'd been with for 10 years and saying that I was going to change my gender was like massive. And yeah, there's always that fear of rejection and letting him down. But at the end of the day, I knew that it would all work out. It was just actually getting past that point of actually just saying it, because when you say it to other people, that's also accepting it within yourself and acknowledging it, that is real for you.
Yeah, bringing it out into the light.
Yeah, of course.
It's hard. So if I can ask you just to stick around for a few more minutes, I'd like to ask you some questions that I think are going to be a bit tough, if that's okay, because it is a big change from being two men being in love to now for you, James, to be in love with a woman. And the questions that would bring up around your own sexuality. So
exciting times again. I guess I'm going through a bit of a transition myself.
I think so. And we'll talk more about it next. Continuing our conversation with Addison Harper and James Emery. James, we left off with you and we're talking about your beautiful partner, Addison, who is transitioning from a man to a woman. The two of you have been, just as a recap, together for 10 years, happy, healthy, in love, living your best life possible. And now Addison is going to transition. So I wanted to ask you now a fairly intrusive question, so you can tell me to rack off if you want. But and I don't know how to ask it any softer, so I'm just going to...
Yeah, just come out with it.
So if you're a gay man, how can you love a woman?
Yeah, that's a question I've been asking myself as well. And I guess I haven't... Well, not many people have really asked me too many questions. I don't know if they find it hard like you just have.
Yeah.
I'm happy to talk about it if anyone does. Look, I've always said that it's a journey that we're both going on. And at the start, we said to each other, let's hold each other's hands through this and just see what happens. You know, we didn't have a strong future plan or, you know, anything like that. So I guess I'm getting a bit lost here, but...
Yeah, it's a good question.
Well, yeah, so now I'm at the stage now, it's been... how long has it been back since you've been transitioning?
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, so nearly 2 years. Wow, that's flown by. Where I've had the conversation with other gay men and other people, you know, I've sort of questioned, you know, I need a label. Do I need a label? People are asking me, you know, what label would I be if I needed a label? And I was introduced to something called pansexual. And that basically is, I think I'm moving towards becoming a pansexual. So it's someone that is sexually romantic or emotionally attracted towards people regardless of their sex or gender identity. So, you know, I don't see my partner as a woman at the moment. I don't see her as a man. I just see her as Addison. You know, we're getting ready to go over and get some surgery, so very soon she'll have breasts and her face will change and all of that sort of journey is happening very soon. So, I mean, I'm intrigued. I'm excited about it in a way. I'm not afraid to say that. I haven't ever, well, I haven't ever probably allowed myself to feel strongly sexually attracted to women. I have always been attracted to men. But it's, you know, it's an idea that, yeah, I'm open to. So, yeah. But like I said, you know, I guess I'm coming out as pansexual.
Oh, there you go. That's all happening today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess that's what I am. You know, I a lot of people have said, look, you're just you and she's just her.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you need a label? And I'm like, well, I sort of need to understand what other people might be identifying as to work out who I am as a person. But, yeah, it is an exciting journey. I'm looking forward to whatever's next, I guess. And we'll keep you updated.
I wish people could see your face right now, because it's just a mix of joy and cheekiness. And every time you look at Addison, just this love. It's just such a nice look to see. And it's a pity that, you know, radio, we can't see that. So can I ask, how have your families been?
They've been great, to be honest. Yeah, so Addison's mum lives here in Darwin, so does mine. My father's recently moved back. And then we've got my sister and her kids and her husband. So they're our close family. But
I've got some sisters back in Perth with kids, and they've been fine. But I've always been really close with my mum, so she's like my mum and my best friend. So, she's been amazing. She's finding it hard to sort of maybe let go of Phil.
Yeah.
Like, in a way for her, it's almost like I've sort of died. Like, she's sort of grieving the loss of Phil, because I'm changing. And, you know, I look completely different now. I'm growing breasts and things like that. So I know it's really hard for her. And
But I think she's seen the positive changes and how much happier you are as a person as well. But, yeah, definitely Jen is finding it a little bit tricky. And I mean, I've been really supportive, and I've been using the name Addison and she and all of the right pronouns. And I think Jen is, like you're saying, struggling a little bit. And, you know, we're there to support her, and we're not pressuring her into saying she or he.
Of course. You know, it's a big change for her as well. Do you know what I mean? I'm her baby. Yeah. I'm the last born, and me and her have always had a special relationship.
Were you the only boy?
Yeah, I was the only boy. And that may be something to do with it.
It might be worth adding that Jen used to make your drag clothes at the age of 15.
16. Oh, yeah.
So mum's been very supportive of Addison's drag career anyway. You know, dropping Addison off to gigs at 16 in a gorgeous dress made. So, you know, that's why, we wanted to mention that we feel that our situation is a little bit unique compared to other people that might be going through similar transitions. You know, having Vogue as a part of our life as well as Addison, it's no major shock that now Addison's dressing as Vogue full time.
Yeah.
In a way. I mean, without
all the glamorous.
Will Addison, will Vogue survive the transition?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said, no, you have to keep performing and all that kind of stuff. I love performing, and I'm sure I'll keep performing. But as for Vogue, I don't know. She's just so animated and so much bigger than life. And I don't think that when I have my face reconstructed and things like that I need to be that animated. But of course, like, I love hosting events and being an MC and performing, so I'm always going to do that. But as for Vogue, I don't know where her future lies yet until, it's just something that I can't answer.
Yeah, 100%. Which I think, you know, we're not putting pressure on her from our business side of things.
You're not going to be one of those stage husband managers on the side.
You know, I think throughout Vogue's career anyway, she's had breaks and whatnot, and, you know, that's fine. So if, you know, we are planning for Vogue to take some time off, and then if Vogue reappears, then she does.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Addison will be hitting another stage anytime soon. I think only 2 weeks ago you hosted a wedding, your first wedding as Addison.
As Addison,
That was fabulous. Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to a break.
I bet.
It's been since, you know, we left the nightclub scene and started Drag Territory, we both said to each other we didn't want to be as busy as we were when we did work in the nightclub. So we are busier, and saving up for this surgery. We've just committed, overcommitted to everything just because, you know, we need to save money and we love doing it and we don't like to say no to clients and gig requests.
Well, if they're going to pay, we never say no.
That's right. I think that's the most of us, isn't it?
So, yeah, I'm just really looking forward to 5 or 6 weeks off to just chill out, bust it up with a busted up face.
and to become.
Yes. And I will have a big reveal party for my birthday at the beginning of November.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's saying that we do have some, you know, events coming up that Addison's aware of in November, December, and we're going to Broome in March that she's committed to.
Yep.
So whether or not Addison appears or Vogue appears at those events, definitely Broome Vogue will be there.
Yeah.
So that she knows that she's got that time, you know, from October right up till March
to be ready.
To have that break and be ready, I guess. But we just don't know what's next. So
before we say good morning, because I've just looked at the clock and I'm waiting for Matt Byrne, our program director, to come bash on the window and tell me to shut up. Let's just talk about if people are listening now. For some people, you're right, this is a hard journey, and there are struggles and trials that people are going through. Can we talk about some of the support that's available within Darwin?
Yeah, of course. So I have been going to Northside Medical.
Northside Health.
Oh, Health, sorry.
Yeah,
NT. In Coconut Grove. And I went there and spoke to them. James actually put me onto them when I told him that I wanted to transition.
Wow.
There's a specialist doctor that specialises in LGBTIQ plus health and is there once a month. So at the end of every month, you can go and it's a free service for LGBTIQ, and they're just really great. Like, they specialise in that. They can tell you everything you need to know. They can forward you or give you a referral to a psychologist and things like
Amazing.
That, so you can talk to somebody. So a lot of people think there isn't help in Darwin, but there actually is a lot of help out there. You just need to know where to go.
Put your hand up, right?
Yeah. And also, you know, that clinic is quite full every month, so it goes over 3 days. And my daytime job, we have a little bit to do with the clinic in referring people and promoting it. So if anyone is wanting to go along, just I would get in touch with them. There's one coming up at the end of this month, end of September. The one in August has already been, and that's Northside Health NT at the Clock Tower. And they're great. So I think there's about 70 regular patients, and, you know, all ages, a lot of trans people as well, more than what I think they thought would attend. So it's been really important to have that clinic available.
Yeah.
They can also do video link ups if you're not able to get in to the clinic.
That's a great service.
As well. Yeah,
it is great, because I think before that, you know, it was really hard. I know a few trans girls that tried to go to the doctors and get put on hormone therapy or hormone tablets and things like that, but the doctor would just never prescribe them to them because obviously they weren't trained in that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's good to have somebody there that we can go to that totally understands, doesn't judge, and just prescribes the right things, you know, without making you feel like you're...
Yeah.
Mentally unstable and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know we don't have long, so I might just quickly jump in
and
say...
Yeah, go ahead. We've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, if anyone does want to speak to anyone, they're welcome to contact us through our Facebook pages or through our Business Drag Territory, and also NTARC in the city on 8944 7777, and they can talk about pathways and how to access and what to do. And there's trans people that work there as well.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. I'm going to podcast this a little bit later on this morning and we'll pop it up on our website. So if anybody's listening now and thinking, I missed that information, it'll be okay. We'll pop those details up. And plus, you can connect with Addison Joy Harper and James Emery. The invitation has been made. Thank you so much joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Mel.
I cannot wait to, I don't know whether the word is meet you in a couple of months or whether...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So all the best to both of you. Thank you again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.